USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is justifying the shootdown of three aerial objects over the U.S.
As the events of the previous days have shown, we'll always act to protect the interests of the American people and the security of the American people.
In his first comments since the objects were detected, he added there's no evidence they were related to the Chinese. The objects were recently shot down after they floated over Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron. Nikki Haley believes former President Trump would do well on a mental competency test she wants to have older politicians take.
You know, I think he did great the last time he did it. I have no reason to think he wouldn't do well this time. I do think we need it, and it's across the board. I don't think it's for president. I think you look at Congress. Look at all the members of Congress. You have to start doing this for elected officials. When people send someone to Washington, they need to know they're at the top of their game.
The 2024 Republican presidential candidate and former South Carolina governor added the tests need to be implemented for those who are older than 75. Trump will be 77 in June. Former baseball player and broadcaster Tim McCarver is dead at the age of 81. He played 21 seasons in the majors, won two World Series titles with St. Louis Cardinals. He would go on to serve as the lead analyst for 23 World Series broadcasts. Police say last night's shooting that left one person dead and three wounded at the Cielo Vista Mall in El Paso, Texas, began as a fight between two groups.
This is a random incident encounter between two groups.
El Paso Interim Police Chief Peter Pasillas says the shootings took place in the food court area. An off-duty officer working security at the mall was able to quickly take one of the suspects into custody without firing any shots. A second suspect was caught later. This is USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Al Sharpton is promising to give the man he calls Baby Trump a real fight in 2024. Reverend Sharpton was in Tallahassee yesterday to protest the Florida Department of Education's rejection of an advanced placement African American history course. Sharpton said Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing racist policies, and Sharpton wants to make sure Florida doesn't set a national standard. A new study finds that common dietary sweetener could fuel development of Alzheimer's disease. Researchers at the University of Colorado School of Medicine say fructose, a simple sugar used to sweeten a wide range of foods and beverages, restricts blood flow to the brain's cerebral cortex. The study's lead author says that can lead to progressive brain atrophy and neuron loss with all the features of Alzheimer's disease. That, researchers say, makes the case that Alzheimer's disease is driven by diet. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz won't be charged. Lance Pry has the details.
Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican known for his strong support of former President Trump, announced the Justice Department has ended a sex trafficking case against him and there will be no charges filed. Gaetz had insisted throughout he was innocent of any wrongdoing and that a tax collector, Joel Greenberg's allegations, have proven false.
Actress Raquel Welch is dead at the age of 82. Her family says she died Wednesday after a brief illness. Dave Collins, USA News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me